Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tom Daly, host of American Biography, and your host today for Agora's The Exchange. This episode, we're here to talk with Steve Guerra of the History of the Papacy podcast. Steve will be joining me in just a bit, but first, I wanted to talk a bit about the work Steve does on the history of the papacy. Steve began his podcast 3 years ago with a plan to take a thematic approach to contextualizing the rich history of the popes of Rome, as well as making time for detours and side trips down the back alleys of the Christian church's early history. Since then, Steve has covered over 500 years of clashing ideologies, rivalrous theologians, and the varying agendas of alternatingly accommodating or prosecutorial emperors. Steve takes a non-religious approach to these examinations, and though the podcast, by necessity, delves into the divine, it's always non-denominational. As he seeks to educate, not indoctrinate, he never endorses or espouses one belief over another. Much more of the story that Steve is telling takes place in the temporal world and involves human actions with human motivations, sometimes benevolent and sometimes misguided. While a focusing point of the narrative is the institution of the papacy, what the listener jumping into the story with no background needs to understand is that the early days of Christianity is very much the Wild West of the Church's history. While the bishops of Rome would eventually claim a neat, direct descent from Jesus' declaration that Peter was the rock upon which he'd build his church, Rome's was not the only claim to legitimacy in the beginning, nor even necessarily the best. But having clearly done his homework, Steve is the happy warrior that throws himself into the hurly-burly in order to try and untangle these disparate threads that, bundled together, obfuscate the history of the early Christian church and the origins of the papacy, both throughout his main narrative and his highly illuminating sidetrack episodes, in which he fleshes out character bios or distills points of interest, which may be tangential to the main story, but fascinating nevertheless. But that's enough for me. Let's hear from the podcaster himself now. And so, I'm pleased to welcome the host of the History of the Papacy podcast, Mr. Steve Guerra. Hello, Steve. Welcome to The Exchange.
Well, thank you very much for having me on.
Oh, our pleasure. You are, of course, the host of the History of the Papacy podcast, and you are the featured podcast for the month of January for the Agora Podcast Network. How does it feel?
It feels great. The coldest month of the year, and I get to be the star of it.
Well, let's see if we can't warm up this cold month by putting you on the hot seat.
Okay.
So, Steve, the history of the papacy just closed out the 5th century, and in your story, Christianity is now 500 years old. What do you take away from the examination of this early formative period for the religion and its institutions?
Well, I guess we're still a little ways from the end of the 5th century. I guess by the time this comes out, we'll be fairly close to the end of the 5th century. It's slow going. I think the big change from the end of the 3rd century to the end of the getting into the 5th century is just how much the religion's gone from a highly persecuted religion to being the religion of state of the Roman Empire. And it's, you can see through the writings that there's a lot of people who weren't very comfortable with that, and that it was just such a huge culture shock, especially since things back then around the 300s and the 400s, so much is going to change in the Roman Empire too.
Absolutely. Which I guess leads to my follow-up question there. You know, you have covered many important individuals so far in the story of Christianity and the formation of the papacy. To me, Constantine would seem the obvious answer of who was the most important, but maybe you have a different perspective.
I mean, I would say in the secular realm, Constantine was certainly important, but really Theodosius was at least as important as Constantine because he's the one who made all other religions illegal, you know, made the practice, especially of paganism, illegal. And that was a huge change for the religion and for the empire as a whole. You figure that at Theodosius's time, nobody really knows the numbers precisely, but it's probably maybe 50% of the population is Christian at most. And then you're saying, well, you know what, paganism is outlawed. That's a big change. And that was a pretty bold change, I think, too.
Now, to my recollection, Theodosius, he was the last guy to rule the West and East together.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then his sons, one of them was Honorius.
Yeah.
So now, as you've mentioned, your story has almost entirely happened within the Roman Empire at this point, and you're coming up towards the end of the 5th century. So 476 is obviously a big year when the West falls. Now, how will this impact the future trajectory of your podcast?
You know, that's a great question. It was really hard for me almost as soon as I started doing the podcast. I think I just passed 3 years now. That I didn't want to just focus in on the popes in Rome, that I wanted to make it a bigger project than that. So the upcoming series, we're going to take a look at what was going on in the East, especially in the Far East, in Mesopotamia and Persia and beyond. And even right now, the story it's still pretty compact. All the major players are still interacting with each other. So even though I am shifting the focus a bit, the popes are still involved. As we get into further, it's going to get pretty tricky. That's going to be that's the hardest part that I'm trying to figure out in my mind, is how to cover a lot of different stories that are all running parallel to each other. And really, when you start getting past into the 600s and 700s, then the story becomes a little bit more isolated in the West. So that, you know, for the next couple of hundred podcast years, it's going to be difficult. But then the story focuses itself, even though in a lot of ways it'll become more difficult because there'll be more records to go through and that sort of thing.
Well, yeah, that sounds like it might actually take you a couple hundred actual years to get through.
It looks that way.
Now, Steve, you're a teacher, right?
Yeah, I am.
Did your role as an educator influence your decision to start a podcast?
Yeah, I think that was part of it. In a lot of ways, in education, you have to teach to a curriculum and you have to do a lot of things certain ways. And I think it's fun to be able to use a lot of the skills that I have in a project, especially considering for the most part, I teach younger kids and they're not so much interested in the type of history that I'm interested in. So I think it's fun to talk to a different audience and really get to meet a lot of other people out there who are as interested in something that I am. So it's opened up a lot of avenues to meet people from around the world who are just, you know, they're super interested in a topic that I'm super interested in as well.
Now, does your profession inform your style as a podcaster?
I think in a way that I think about the goals of where I want to go to, and even if I have to take a meandering route to get there, it's a little bit more challenging because in the type of teaching that I do, it's a lot more interactive than, say, other types of teaching where maybe you're a college professor and you are just giving a lecture. And that's why I've really wanted to try and make it as interactive as possible through the Facebook page and through the website. And it's it is kind of difficult because you're putting these things out here and you don't know who's going to listen to it or not. But I'm hoping that as people listen, they're at least having, you know, if they're thinking about it themselves and maybe yelling at me through their headphones or thinking of a question that they have, I hope that it is interactive.
Now, your podcast is titled The History of the Papacy and Christian Church. So the universe of what you're taking on is, frankly, mammoth. And if the sheer size wasn't daunting enough, your subject is sprawling and, as you've touched upon, zigzags in different directions, sort of all at the same time. Now, when you get into the weeds of the different sects and competing Christian theologies, or the changing balance of power between the pagans and Christians, how do you deal with all this complexity?
You know, it gets pretty difficult at times, because especially, I'm sure you find it out in your own podcast, and probably every podcaster has, there's a feeling that you want to constantly move forward, but you read something new that gives you a new perspective on things and you want to revisit it. So that adds another layer to it that I've grown not too afraid to go back and revisit things. And I think also, especially with that, as I've read more about like certain heresies, and you see that there's some new research into it that's added a little nuance to it, or something that I haven't thought about, or, you know, in the sources that I've read up to this point made me think about something new. I feel like I'm not tied to doing any one particular way of doing this, so I can go back and go over things. And I also think that in this medium where it's constantly moving forward, you almost have to review a lot so that everybody's on the same page. I mean, a lot of people out there, they're listening to 40, 50 different podcasts in a day, and that's just their podcast diet, let alone what they're reading and what they're watching on TV or movies. So I think it's kind of important to always be reviewing and refocusing the listener on what we're talking about in this podcast.
So was trying to keep track of all these competing movements part of the impetus behind your sidetrack episodes?
Yeah, definitely. There's so much of the material that with the main narrative part of it, that the way I see the sidetrack episodes, if you don't want to listen to them, you really don't have to. But if you want to learn a little bit more about it, about a particular subject that was in the main episodes, or some of the sidetrack episodes provide some background or context that would help you understand the narrative episodes more. But if you really don't want to, you don't have to. It seems like a lot of the podcasts these days are trying to find different ways to branch out and cover detail that's doesn't quite fit into the topic, but still fun, or still would be interesting to tell.
Well, it's funny you say you don't have to listen to them, but we highly recommend that you do.
Yeah, you should listen to them.
Well, it's especially funny because the number of sidetrack episodes you have nearly equals the number of episodes in your main narrative.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
But this makes sense at this point, nearing the end of the 5th century, doesn't it? What I mean is, the Pope is really just a sideshow at the moment. He's not the only game in town in terms of church leadership, and the Pope might be a rising centripetal force in the year 500, but he's nothing like what he's going to be in 1200. So at this point, isn't the story really with this messy, inter-scene theological warfare within Christendom, rather than the papacy itself?
Yeah, I think so, and I think that's the story that I want to tell, more so than just a listing of popes. You know, this pope was born on this date and died on that date, and this is what happened. I think that that would still be an interesting podcast, but pulling in how all these other factors helped get the papacy from where it was in the 100s AD to where it was in the 1600s versus what it is now, you really need to talk about all those other things to put some meat on the bones of the story.
Now, I think I should just take a moment to make an important distinction that I probably should have before. Because I've used the term theological a few times so far. But your podcast isn't a religious podcast by any means. It's a podcast about the historical development of a religion. Now, how do you maintain that important balance of keeping it that way?
You know, I've worked really hard to not put any of religious convictions in it. And that's one of the reasons why I really didn't do too much on the very earliest with the historical Jesus or anything. I did one little episode about that, but I think it's really the story after that is that what becomes what the papacy is going to be. And as it progresses through history, I think some of the other religious history shows about religion, they sometimes cut too much out of the theology aspect, but I think that that's critical to understand and to talk about in order to talk about the political history, because you really can't separate the two. If you don't talk about what the theological fight was at the Council of Ephesus, the political end of it really doesn't make any sense at all. So sometimes I feel like, yeah, I'm going into the weeds with the theological context. You know, I've really tried to not take a side on it or anything like that. But it is important to talk about because it really informs everything that happens.
Now, you said something interesting there. You mentioned the historicity of Jesus. Now, you've covered a number of individuals' lives, both directly and indirectly, in your story so far. But the one individual you haven't is Jesus himself. Now, I've mentioned that this was the hot seat earlier. What I want to ask you now is, was your choice not to do that a sort of commentary on the historicity of Jesus? And if not, would you like to share your thoughts on that with the Agora listeners right here on The Exchange?
I think that really gets to the real point of the show. I think that was a decision I made really early that I was going to start talking about Jesus and going into the historical Jesus. But I think I'd still probably be doing those episodes right now. There's so much scholarship on that from every religious angle, every secular angle, every academic angle. It's absolutely mind-blowing how much material there is out there. So I kind of feel like it was a good move to get past that, because then if I really dug into that, I'd never get to anything else. That really is a podcast show in and of itself. As far as where I stand on the historical Jesus, actually in my show and we've done a couple of episodes about that and discussions with Gary Stevens from the History in the Bible podcast, where we have talked about the historical Jesus. I would go with the angle, and I think many scholars take this angle, that there probably was somebody named Jesus who lived in the early first century AD. I think beyond that, it's anybody's guess what the real the rest of the story is on that.
It might be worth just taking a vow of silence.
Yeah.
But, well, let's wrap up now on a lighter note, because that one was sort of heavy. What are some of the favorite podcasts you listen to? What's on your iPod?
You know, I probably like a lot of the people in the history podcasting community. Most of my podcasts are history related, but I do listen to some food related podcasts and some economics podcasts. But really, I mean, probably like everybody else out there, Revolutions always winds up high on the list. Obviously, 10 U.S. Presidents and When Diplomacy Fails, Your Own American Biography podcast. I listened to it just today.
Aren't you sweet?
And of course, the History of England podcast. I mean, there's just a lot of great podcasts out there.
True. One last thing, I think, before we go that we ought to mention. Now, we're not strangers. We pretty much actually talk almost every day.
Yes.
But
several times a day.
One thing I ought to mention, though, is we have done a collaboration before. I think it was just this past November. We released a special about Pope Francis's visit to the United States. I called it Pope and Fresh. You put something very serious on your feed, I believe. But we should probably re-release that for Agora. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely think so. There was a great interview with your friend Steve Sterling. And he really had a unique perspective on the whole papal trip.
Yeah, Steve Sterling is a reporter for the New Jersey Star-Ledger newspaper, and he covered the papal motorcade across New Jersey and then attended a mass held by Francis in Philadelphia. So he had a really up-close and personal perspective, and I think the Agora listeners might appreciate it.
Yeah, I definitely do. And if you know, I would say if anybody had any comments or if they had their own personal perspectives on it, that would be really awesome to share. I know I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, and they can leave it on the Agora Podcast Network Facebook page or Twitter or Reddit page. All right, Steve. Now, I think I've taken up enough of your time today. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm going to let you off the hot seat now. Thank you for enduring my questions.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
Do you have any plugs that you'd like to make?
Well, if you'd like to learn more about the show, you can go to the website, which is a2zhistorypage.com. That's A-T-O-Z historypage.com. And you can always email me at steve@a2zhistorypage.com and all the usual spots like Facebook and Twitter. And I'm kind of now on Reddit too through Agora. So I think at Agora, we'd like to see the Reddit pick up. And I think that's a interesting new way for people to get together and talk about things.
Very good. Well, thanks again. You have yourself a good day.
You too.
All right, folks. Thank you so much for listening. Now make sure you check out the History of the Papacy podcast. And while you're at it, you can keep up with the rest of our shows by liking Agora on Facebook or following @AgoraPodcasts on Twitter. So, until next time, I'm Tom Daly for The Exchange, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.